back to Girl Meets Show, the relationships podcast for people in a relationship with TV. I'm Jordan.
I'm Taylor. This week we are talking about the FX original show Shogun, which I already am feeling anxious about pronounce.
That was English.
I'm just anxious all around of my pronunciations on this episode, but we're just gonna try, you know, that's all we can do.
Yeah.
But first, TV news. I have light TV news week, but I saw something right before we hopped on this call that I thought was funny. Do you follow Renee Rapp's Finsta?
Yes, I do, but I haven't looked at it today. I haven't really been on.
Okay, in her post she said, in the comments, please leave your favorite TV/movie recommendations. I'm open to anything like Baby Reindeer or L Word adjacent, with the exception of shows like College Girls. That shit is not for me. I'm like, girl, I've seen you. Like, you're on the next season. I saw, like, pictures of you filming. I don't know if you can be saying that kind of stuff.
Also, like, she needs to make this private also. Like, it's too public.
It's hard because it's like, that's why I love her, but I'm also, like, protective of it. Like, don't do that.
Yeah, totally. Well, it's like, wait until you're... Even if she had, like, officially left the show for good as of now, that would be truly a wild thing to say. Like, that would still be rude. It's like, okay, it's too soon.
Yeah.
And this kind of got you on the map, so interesting. Even though, like, I think I like her better than I overall even the show, so it's like,
yeah,
but
like,
still.
I'm glad she is where she is now, but yeah.
Wow, that crazy girl. I saw something very interesting today about a new Netflix movie called A Family Affair. Did you see this stuff?
Yeah, I'm smiling because I bookmarked this too, and I'm just scrolling through the photos, and I am just like, what is this?
It is wild. So it's, I mean, the first thing I saw, I'm sure you saw this picture of Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron holding hands in, like, a city. They're, like, in love. There's, like, a classic car next to them. And then the next thing I saw this in, like, a thread, is this video promo, like, teaser where Joey King enters a room where Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron are, like, kissing. And she flips out because she's Nicole Kidman's daughter. That's, like, the premise, is that Nicole Kidman starts dating Zac Efron, who is Joey King's boss. Which is already, that right there is very funny. But in this clip, like, Joey King walks in, screams, turns around and, like, hits her face in a very violent, like, that was kind of an overreaction. But it's just, like, this is just looks like pure chaos. And it's coming June 28th, and I'm pretty excited.
I didn't see the video. I only saw stills. And this first still I saw is, like, Zach and Nicole and Joey sitting on a bench, and Joey has, like, a bag of ice against her face. So now that makes sense. And then there's another photo of, like, Nicole and Joey with an older woman who I should probably know because I think she's a famous actress, but I don't know. And they're, like, at, like, a cabin house, and there's, like, green wreaths and, like, fake snow. And it looks like a Hallmark movie scene. And I'm just like, what's going on with Nicole Kidman and Zach? This is the weirdest pairing I've ever heard of or seen. And yeah, that's all.
Until I saw the clip, it really seemed like, I was like, am I looking at an AI image?
Yes.
Like, is this real? And it is. I think the old woman that you were looking at was Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah,
which is also
right.
Shocking that she's in it. That's also... It's just strange this is all dropping on Netflix, too. The Netflix of it all.
Yeah.
Wow.
June 28th, we'll find out what it actually all means.
Yeah, it's my sister's birthday. So happy
birthday
to her.
Happy birthday.
She doesn't have Netflix right now, so maybe I'll give her a month subscription so she can watch that and catch up on The Circle, which I've been
that's perfect.
Greatly enjoying.
My last piece of news is that apparently Clue might be, like, they might be doing a TV adaptation between Hasbro and Sony.
Fun.
Is fun. I think it's fun. I think that's fun. I think that's a good, because we already know that, like, Clue the movie is, like, iconic and amazing. And, like, mm-hmm. I feel like not enough people know about that. So I'm okay with another adaptation of that. Sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of just makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's kind of nice when something's, like, they made a movie out of it, and then TV show, that's just a different form, you know? So it's not, like, a complete direct comparison between the two.
I do think the post does say film and TV adaptations in the works, which is why I'm like a little bit like, okay, why do we have to do everything?
That I feel kind of weird about, but I'll wait and see.
Yeah.
My last thing is that I saw a trailer for a new show on FX/Hulu that is going to be a docudrama about the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers. And this, the trailer intrigued me. It's starring Ed O'Neill, which is kind of funny because Modern Family is totally having, like, a meme renaissance right now. Like, I feel like everyone's talking about Modern Family. So it's like people are familiar with him. Lawrence Fishburne is in this. The story actually was really intriguing because I didn't know any of this, where, like, their former owner has said, like, a lot of racist stuff that then got leaked to the press, and then, like, how the team and the coach, like, how they react to this. And it looks like they set it up, like, as a very, very interesting kind of, like, a American Crime Story style miniseries. But it's called Clipped, and it's dropping on June 4th on Hulu. But I thought it was a good trailer.
Feels like there's lots of basketball content coming down the pipeline, it feels like.
That's so true. Some of it comedy, some of it drama. Very interesting.
Very interesting. All right. On to Shogun. I'm going to pronounce it different every time I say it.
You're just like Anjin.
Exactly.
That's very Anjin coded.
For our top three, we thought it would be fun to say three shows. If you like these shows, you'll like Shogun. And I'll go first in saying this show was really hyped to me as, like, Japanese Game of Thrones. And I would say that's spot on.
Mm-hmm.
It helped me when I was watching it to think of Game of Thrones, because when I first started watching Game of Thrones, I really struggled to, like, know who was who and who belonged to which family and, like, which area, like, what's Westeros, what's this, like, until, like, season three. And so while I was watching Shogun, I kept reminding myself, like, I didn't know what was going on in Game of Thrones till, like, way late in the game. So, like, it's okay that I don't know. And you know what? That helped me.
Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones is my number three also, because that's a comparison that I heard from people, saw online and stuff. I think it is a good comparison, especially, like, to jump off what you were saying. Something I really liked about Shogun was, if something was happening and I was like, I'm not really sure this character's motivations for doing this. Like, are they being villainous? Like, I'm a little unsure of, like, why their motivations for this. No, exactly. And that's very Game of Thrones. And usually, like, in the next episode, that would become clear. So it was kind of like, okay, just keep watching, because you're not really supposed to actually know for sure right now, because a lot of characters are working in that gray area, and they're out just for themselves, and you're going to they'll explain it. And I liked that, because, like, I could always trust that it was going to be clear Like, it wasn't just me being like, I'm lost. This is frustrating me. Like, they did a really good job of like, just trust. They're gonna explain this. And also, like, just thematically, having this show where there's all these like very specific divided factions, like all competing for power, and like they each have their own, like, there's traditions and things like that. That felt very Game of Thrones to me as well. And it was very violent.
Just, yeah, like Game of Thrones. I would say, like, in the violence, it's a little bit less sexy than Game of Thrones, especially in the first season. But it still has a little bit of that. And
I was expecting more, actually, because of the Game of Thrones comparisons. I was expecting it to be way more nudity and everything.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, like, even in, like, the way that the different sects or, like, areas dressed, mm-hmm. also very similarly to, like, how it was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's so true. And, like, even just, like, you start out in the small fishing village, and then you see Osaka, and it's, like, so rich and ornate in comparison, mm-hmm. you know? And that felt mm-hmm. very Game of Thrones, comparing, like you said, like, Westeros to, like, where the the Starks live. I almost said, where the Snows live. John's one of one. But, yeah, like, the North. It's, like, very, very distinct settings, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your number two?
My number two, I actually said Fargo.
Oh, that's a good one.
My thought process there specifically is, don't get attached to anyone, because you're probably going to have your heart broken. And it's just like that bittersweetness to it, which also ties into Game of Thrones as well. Like, no one's safe. Like, truly, you just never know what's going to happen to these characters. And it's not afraid to kill people off.
No, they're not. And it will break your heart. Mm-hmm. My number two, you know, I'm going to say Succession, because it's similar in, like, same of Game of Thrones. It's this, like, concept of, like, who's going to win the throne, who's going to mm-hmm. get the, who's going to be CEO of Waystar Royco, and this show is who's going to be Shogun.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the leader of, like, the armies? Is that what it is? Of Japan?
I think it's, like, just like the ultimate power, ultimate ruler, Iron Throne. Yeah.
Yes, the Iron Throne. And it true. Also this similarly, like, what I said before about Game of Thrones, another thing with Succession, when I first started watching it, is I had to kind of just be like, it's okay that I don't understand what any of this business talk is. Like, I had to, like, not get myself, like, hung up, because, like, A, I didn't want to research stuff online because I was too scared of seeing spoilers.
Totally.
And then B, I was like, my questions were usually answered later on. And I kind of liked that they did that in the show, because they weren't, like, explaining everything. And they had an easy out, because, like, a lot of the show is, like, a translator, like, translating what's going on to the Anjin and in English. And so they had, like, an easy out of, like, kind of explaining away a lot of things, but they didn't necessarily do that, which I appreciated.
That is such a good point. That it's one of those shows where it definitely is, like, kind of an advanced level of TV watching. Like, I had to rewind a lot of times because I would get tempted to look at my phone just really quick, and then it turns out that because it was in Japanese, I had just missed something really important, where other shows I could, like, just kind of overhear, and in the background I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, but I really like watching a show where you have to work for it, and they have that trust in their audience not to, like, just dumb everything down for you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that is, and it is funny. It's like, the Game of Thrones is really, like, the perfect comparison, because it totally is like that. But it does work for Succession too, where, like, so many of the characters they're saying one thing, or they're revealing something to some character, and you're like, why are you doing that? Like, what are you thinking? And there were tons of times that I was also thinking that, like, why is he doing that? I thought he was on this guy's team, you know? And it's, but yeah,
it always
just
plays out
wait.
In the end too.
Uh-huh. And they'll explain it. And yeah, I love that. My number one that I was thinking of was Andor, because I just felt like the vibes were pretty similar. You're in all these like new unfamiliar places. You're following a character who is a total fish out of water, like trying to assimilate to these like new unfamiliar cultures, and also like starts out literally only thinking of himself and his own gains and trying to fight like his own enemies, but then finding his way to a bigger like purpose in life and bigger causes, like joining forces with all these other leaders and people and stuff. And like, I just kind of, I have really had Andor vibes for a lot of this.
That's a really good comparison. I can't, yours is that is a perfect one. And also it kind of felt like, I don't think the show wasn't set up in the same way of like every episode. Cause I was also kind of thinking of The Mandalorian, like every episode wasn't necessarily like a different kind of task at hand, but in every episode there was, it was more like storyline based, but it still kind of felt like there was always like something new that they were handling with in each episode.
Yeah, I totally think that. I think that rings true with how each episode is like a chapter title.
Yeah.
And yeah, some episodes they were always furthering the plot, but like there's some where you learn so much more about something specific in Japanese culture in like the 1600s, you know? And it was kind of like also like an educational show. It was so
extremely
cool.
I couldn't stop thinking about how like this was like really how it was.
Yeah. And it was like, that it's is wild. So long ago. Like there were some things I had to Google, like they had guns. I was like, when were guns invented? Because I was like, that feels like such modern weaponry. I was thinking like maybe in the 1800s, but I'm just some white idiot, just like Anjin, John, whatever, you know, like it was wild. I really, really liked the flip that like he's the barbarian, when like we're so conditioned to watch shows where like the white character is like needs to teach all these other cultures like, oh, this is how to be civilized and all this stuff, but like they have this society is up and running and you don't know anything. You don't even know you're supposed to bathe. Like stuff like that. So things like that, I was like, there's like fun in this show too. Like there were a lot of really funny moments, which was cool in this show that is very, very like serious.
Yeah, I totally agree. My number one comparison was The Crown. And I don't want people to get scared by me saying that, because I feel like people have such a hard time getting into The Crown. But once you're in, you're in. And I actually, with the Shogun, it was a little bit of a slow go for me, just like setup wise and like having to be fully on, eyes on the TV, invested. But similarly to what we just said of like, who's gonna be win the crown, or like the Game of Thrones, which in The Crown, like we knew who had the crown, but it was still kind of like, what are people, it was kind of also like culturally what you were just saying, really interesting to learn about. And also funny and interesting at the same time.
Totally. It's one of those things where like we went on our trip to Japan and we got to go to Tokyo and Kyoto, but I'm like, I didn't know anything when we went there. Like I wish I had like this kind of like cultural knowledge before I'd gone, you know, which like, I feel like that happens like anytime you travel, especially abroad, you kind of like, wow, I wish I had like had even like this level of appreciation before I went. But sometimes you go there and then that's where you become like really passionate about something. So that's just kind of how it works. But it really,
well,
made
now
me
we have a reason
back.
To go back.
Yeah, exactly.
We got to go to Osaka.
Seriously. Well, especially like, I didn't want spoilers of the show, but I saw on the Wikipedia page, because I was just looking up like characters. I was like, wait, what's like, I just need like a spoiler free, like how do some of these characters relate to each other?
I need like a family tree.
Exactly.
I'm sure one exists already.
Totally.
Now I can Google it.
On the Wikipedia page of the TV show, there are links to like, cause it's historical fiction, but each character, I guess because it was originally a book in like the 70s. And so each of those characters is based on a real historical figure. And so that was really interesting being like, oh, wow, like this person was like based on a real person. And so reading about like the real people in history and like you can go see like monuments for some of these people. I was like, oh, my gosh, like that would be so awesome to see, like get that historical context for like the real people. But I kind of have like this fictional context to go along with it to help me understand better, kind of. It was like a cool experience watching it.
Yeah. I just like hadn't watched anything like that in a really long time. Yeah. / ever maybe. So I loved it.
That's kind of the ironic thing. Like we're saying like it reminds us there's pieces of all these other shows and yet it is actually unique still to everything else that we said.
Yes. Yes. I just like I always get worried about those FX shows that like no one's watching them. But actually, a lot of people have been watching this show, so.
Yeah. I have not heard, I don't know if you have heard anything about, like, is this one and done? Is there going to be a season two? Like, I haven't heard one thing.
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything either.
I could really see it going either way. Because, like, where we leave the characters, it could be really final.
Mm-hmm.
Or, but I still, like, we don't still know a lot of, like surety of like what is actually going to happen to some of these characters either in their futures, and I would also like to know that.
Yeah, I could see it going both ways too. Guess we'll see. They'll probably wait to announce it till after they win Emmys.
Oh yeah, true.
Limited series.
They'll either do that or they'll wait until like 2 hours from now after we've done recording this, because that's usually how it goes.
One or
down.
The other. I don't think I would have watched it this way, but I did see that they have an English dub version on Hulu.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I didn't. I only noticed it at the very end. It was like up in the top, like tabs. I think you could like scroll over and listen to it. So if you are afraid of subtitles, because this show is like 80% subtitles, they do have an English dub version.
Wow. I'm kind of glad I didn't know that. I don't think I would have chosen it because I don't mind the subtitles, but you really are kind of like held captive by the screen the whole time. But so I liked doing it that way, but yeah, that's a good backup option.
My only other note, the only note I even wrote down the whole show, because I was just like, I was too glued to the screen to even take notes, was OMG, the morning show guy with the eyeliner.
My first note is
literally the only person I recognized.
Ugh, it was so funny. Mine was, I called it, was that morning show /Scrubs/Lost guy. But I was like, I only caught a glimpse and I was like, wait, I know that face. Like, and then but I had to confirm because like his facial hair and everything, he was good.
He looked really different. He was really good. I was proud of him.
You didn't recognize Cosmo Jarvis from that Dakota Johnson, Jane Austen movie we had to watch?
Oh my gosh, no.
It's like the least memorable movie of all time. I saw that on his IMDb and I was laughing. He was giving so much Tom Hardy.
He was. I thought it was Tom Hardy when he was first introduced. Yeah. And I was like, I feel like I would have heard more about this show if Tom Hardy was in it.
Totally.
That's so funny. Did you recognize Anna Sawi, a.k.a. Mariko from F9?
Well, I saw that on her Wikipedia page and I was like, first of all, that movie has like 50 characters, but I remember her because she is a total badass in that movie, even though she's not in it that much. But she like is like besties with like my favorite Fast and Furious character, Han, when he comes.
Yeah, back once from I saw that dead. On IMDb, I was like, oh, I think I remember her.
Yeah, because she's like, she was like a little girl and then grows up to be like an assassin.
Yeah. You know,
vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, she was amazing. Like, also, did you see that she is like a former pop star?
No.
She was in like a, but I on her Wikipedia page, she was in like a J-pop group because there's also J-pop.
Yeah, amazing. I'm learning.
So, just literally, what can't she do?
Wow, she was the glue. She was my favorite character. She's my crush of the week. Mm-hmm. I hope she wins an Emmy because she was so good.
Oh, I just got goosebumps. She was my favorite part. Her, because it almost felt like this show was just like not even a TV show. And so now I'm like, oh, this is eligible for awards. Duh. Because it just felt like I was like watching like back in time. Like it just felt, it was just like so well done and like so immersive because it has to be. Now I'm thinking, I'm like, wow, maybe every TV show would feel like that if I was paying better attention.
Probably, honestly. At least the good ones.
If I didn't have an attention span of like a mosquito. It was good practice for me. It was like exercising my brain. But oh, she was amazing. If we're jumping ahead to crush, I was gonna say like especially her, but all of the female characters in this, because I also loved Fuji, Hit Anjin's consort. She was
great.
Like an icon. I loved like the courtesans, the boss lady and her, like they were amazing. I loved I can't remember her name, but like the mother of the heir. When you get to, we get to know her better in the second half.
She comes in all bossy. Yeah.
It also, most of the male characters were idiots. So it's easy to shout out the
not
the
shocking.
Girls. Well, one of my only other notes, I said, poor Toranaga, his whole team besides Mariko are morons. Because I was like, wow, he's really stuck with a bunch of like impulsive losers. Like, So. Anyway, yeah, I loved it. It was really good. And really, like, we just listed out some of, like, the most respected, loved shows. And if you like those, exactly. You'll like this because it's good.
Point blank, it's good. That's all you gotta know.
That's all you gotta know. Trust us. Trust a lot of people, not just us.
No. I feel like we're some of the last to watch it. So thanks to everyone who made sure we were on board and glad to be here now.
Totally. I'm grateful.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.